don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Breaking Bad News. Not fun to do, honey.
Never.
Can you wait a second? I just put a nut in my mouth.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not a problem.
Cool. Hold on a second.
Yeah. No problem.
Thank you. I was going to choke on that.
And that would be some bad news.
That's some bad news. Chris is just, she's dead.
I have to tell all the listeners, I got some bad news.
Chris just croaked.
She just choked on a nut.
That's what happens when you put nuts in your mouth.
That's right.
Oh my gosh. I'm dying. All right, so all seriousness, all right. It's true. We got our boy Rick on the phone.
He has
something serious to say. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Good morning, ladies. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
We're good.
We're good. So what's going on, Rick?
One morning, I woke up and literally there was just like $50,000 deposited in my bank account.
My gosh.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just like you were. And I was like, okay, wow, that's crazy. And I don't know where it came from and I wasn't like worried about it. I decided to just tell my wife that a relative passed and that we just inherited that money.
Whoa.
Wow.
And so we had some bills that we were, putting off that we weren't really paying.
Yeah.
And some other things that we needed to, just really buy to like the home improvement stuff and a few things that we wanted. And so we spent like pretty much the entirety of that money, within about a year.
Okay.
And then I recently just got a notice from my bank that was an error that somehow on them.
Whoa. Stop.
And that they are now requesting the full amount back to be refunded to them.
Whoa.
Oh, hell no.
So,
it was their mistake.
And
that's what I think.
Okay. Yeah, right. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
How the hell is that legal?
Yeah, for sure. Ooh, we need to call your bank. I don't even think that's legal.
I think we should break the bad news to your bank.
Yeah, we need to call them after.
Yeah.
Wow. So that just must have been the most amazing thing to like.
I know. Can you imagine?
Right. You're on your phone. You check your, you're checking on your bank to see how much money because you want to go and spend it all.
Right.
And you got 50 grand in there.
You know how happy I would be?
Right.
I know.
But you probably should have said something to your wife, though,
Yeah, I should have been like more upfront about it, but then it kind of just happened, and then it seemed like it was an issue. So it seemed like it was just kind of just gonna fix itself, and now I'm not really like sure what to do. I think we got to tell her, and I don't know.
Yeah.
So you told your wife that this money was there because a relative passed away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh wow! So
you inherited the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh. Okay. Wow. All right. So you got to basically tell her that number one, a lot.
Yeah.
And number two, now we owe 50 grand back.
Yeah, the bank wants it back.
That's crazy.
That is.
But you know what I mean?
I mean, if we can't fight it, right?
Like, yeah.
I don't know.
Ooh, I think we can help you fight that.
I think so, too. I mean, it was their error.
Yeah, I don't think that's
right.
Fair.
I don't either.
But have you ever been out in the street and you saw like $100 or you saw, something? Do you keep a wallet?
The street doesn't send you a post back that's like, hey, I need $100 back.
Yeah, right.
The street won't call you and say, I need a bag. You're absolutely
Believe me, Tracy knows all about the streets.
Hey, stop that. Always putting me out there. Even when we're trying to break bad news.
Just kidding. All right, so this is what we'll do. We'll play a song.
She's awful.
I'm sorry, serious. And when we get back, we'll actually help you, Rick, because you got to break this news to Cynthia. Not only did you have this $50,000, actually, it was not true how you got that. And another one is that the bank is going after you. So we'll help you next. Yeah. Coming up with Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
Let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person's going to go bat cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Breaking Bad News with our boy Rick this morning.
Yes, girl, this is crazy. He woke up one morning and there was $50,000 in his checking account. The thing is, he told his wife it was from like a relative passing away.
That's right.
And he inherited the money. So he never actually said, hey, I woke up.
That's
we
right.
just woke up like this. And so now the bank is like, we want our money back.
For sure.
Yeah. even though it was their error.
It was their error, and I think that's just craziness. So,
they've spent it.
They have spent it, and of course, yeah, now the bank has notified him. Dude, mistake, we need that money back. But right. You spent this money throughout the year, so wow, Rick, there should even be like a protocol of like, hello, 5 months, too late now.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean?
Right, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is what we'll do. We will mute our phone. You'll be able to hear us, Rick, when you call your wife, and then eventually we'll just chime in, okay?
Okay.
All right, my man. Good
All
luck
right.
to you.
Good luck.
Hello?
Hey, babe. Something I need to talk to you about.
Okay, is everything okay?
Yeah. So, you know, about a year ago when we inherited that kind of extra money from my aunt?
Ooh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that didn't actually come from my aunt.
Uh-oh. No, it didn't.
Okay. So, where did it come from? Mm.
It was like I thought it was just some sort of gift or something, but it turned out there was some sort of error with our bank, and the $50,000 was actually put into our account, and now they're asking for it back.
Ooh,
man. Ooh. Rick. Well, we don't have it anymore, Rick. We paid off our student loans. We paid off our cars. What do you mean they want it back? We don't have
I think there's some way that we had like could fight it. Because that seems absolutely insane. But yeah, it wasn't actually our money in the first place.
Rick, why would you tell me? Why would you lie and say that it came from your aunt when it was a bank error? What were you thinking?
No, I should have told you. Mm. I just didn't think it was an issue, and then like it kind of happened, and then it just kind of went away. And I didn't.
No,
think...
it didn't go away. Oh, clearly, okay. It didn't go away.
Ooh, let's chime in now.
Okay, let's help.
Hi, good morning. Is this the most beautiful woman in the world to Rick in
That's
his
right.
life, known as Cynthia?
Wait, whoa! What is going on?
Yeah.
Who is this?
Go on, Trey.
Yeah,
Taylor.
Well, we're friends of Rick.
Kind of.
And
Rick, what the hell is going on?
You know what? We're just here to help deliver some bad news.
Yeah.
This is Trey with Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Hey, girl. We're just here to tell you that the bank made an error, girl.
Ooh, and we're here to help you in this department, honey.
Yes.
This is Krista. It is true. Rick needed some help, and this is a very unfortunate / sucky situation that you both are in.
Right.
But first off, we say forgive your man for lying to you.
Yeah, forgive
him. But only once can a woman forgive a man for lying. Because once you lie too many times, you got to go.
Exactly.
Rick, take notes.
You get this one. He gets this one.
I'm sorry, but Rick, you... were stupid enough not to tell me the truth about where the money came from, and now you're airing this on the radio, our personal business. What were you thinking?
I just needed some help, Cynthia. Yeah. I wasn't really sure how to tell you, and I just thought maybe something like this would help ease the blow.
And that's what we're here to do because, Cynthia, listen just real quickly.
Right.
This is the great thing about this because when we air these types of situations, there are so many people that have probably been in this position.
Yeah.
And believe me, the lines are already lighting up right now. They're going to chime in. They're going to let us know how or what their experience was. And I truly believe that this is the bank's fault.
I agree.
Yeah. So we just need to now, get this kicked off and start working on the bank.
I mean, I think a lot of us, if we saw this amount of money in our account.
We'd keep it.
I mean, we would.
Where are those relatives at?
Okay.
Who gives $50,000?
Not many anymore.
I mean, I think the reason Rick didn't tell me is because he knew that I would have contacted the bank.
Right.
Well,
that's
of course, women would do that, right? Because we're smart.
We are.
We're beautiful.
We're
strong.
Let's think about this. Let's call and see what happened. But
he just got excited.
He did.
Yeah. So I think you guys are going to be okay. And seriously, Rick and Cynthia, Trey Way and I will help you.
Yes.
Honestly, the phones are lit up. We'll take these calls and then we'll just help you too because this just doesn't sound right.
We'll contact the bank with you.
Yeah.
This isn't right.
Listen.
Yeah.
We work on the radio. We will call them out.
We will call them on air.
Yes. You don't want us to call you out.
No.
No, no. Mm-hmm. Don't put Tracy and a crazy ginger
against
you.
Uh-uh. Don't do it.
That would be me. So, all right. So, good luck to you guys, yeah. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Krista and the Morning Rush
on 93.1 Jams.